It's frustrating and painful to be stuck. But the same applies when we see other people getting stuck. As hard as it seems to promote change in someone else, they can get unstuck the same way you did, through awareness. As you discover joy and fulfillment, you naturally want them to have the same experience. Expanding a child's awareness isn't difficult if you are a gentle guide who teaches with love. But adults are stubborn in their stuckness. They are liable to see your efforts as intrusive or threatening. Other people will contract if they feel intruded upon, the very opposite of expanding their awareness. So your guidance has to come from a level of awareness that is sympathetic, accepting, and non-judgmental. If you have a stake in someone else's having to change, they won't. Saying, "I want you to change for me," may be effective once or twice, but soon it feels like pressure. It's possible to change for the sake of someone else, but when this happens, there is a strong bond of sympathy, trust, and love, which are qualities of expanded awareness. Let's say that you have done your part by creating a space for someone else to change on their own terms. The other person could be in a very confused state, bouncing around from one emotional reaction to the next. Don't direct the answer. Create an open space for it to come about on its own. There isn't more for you to do, yet it helps to understand why people change. They change when they see a better opportunity, a new possibility. Stuckness isn't comfortable. At a deeper level, the stuck person wants a better alternative. You can't teach them directly that expanded awareness is the answer, but that's not necessary. Awareness naturally expands when someone is curious, engaged, and allowed to be themselves. It never works to make anyone feel you are fixing them or judging them. Your goal should be to make others feel that they are doing things all by themselves, following their natural desires, inclinations, and talents. Offer the opportunity for change, then back away. The reward for change when it happens will be the love and encouragement they can see in your eyes. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I bring to others the same joy and fulfillment I want for myself. I bring to others the same joy and fulfillment I want for myself. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Om Karuna Namah. Om Karuna Namah. This mantra creates a space of compassion and acceptance that encourages positive transformation for yourself and those around you. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Karuna Namah. Om Karuna Namah. Om Karuna Namah. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Karuna Namah. Om Karuna Namah. Om Karuna Namah. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Om Karuna Namah. Om Karuna Namah. Om Karuna Namah. Thank you. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate this centering thought. I bring to others the same joy and fulfillment I want for myself. I bring to others the same joy and fulfillment I want for myself. Namaste.